This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This is a story. It hits a little close to home, and it has to do with an apartment in New York. So I've got a buddy. He's got an apartment in New York. It's beautiful. You know, it's in Manhattan. It's beautiful, and it's unoccupied most of the time. I mean, when he and his wife go to New York, they use it. His kids will use it occasionally. I mean, but for the most part, it is unoccupied. And this is one of these deals where the government wants to get back at people. And they want to get back at certain businesses. And as you guys know, I love the model of the Ubers and the Airbnbs and people like that. You want to know why? Because that model takes government out. If somebody needs a ride and you give them a ride, why should government? And that person says, you know, Kevin, thank you for taking me to the grocery store, baby. And, you know, you deserve something. No, Miss So-and-so, I don't need anything. No, I'm going to give you $10 for your trouble and your gas. Okay, well, whatever, ma'am. So she gives you 10 bucks. That's the origins of the taxi business. If you're going to Laura Loomer, who's a friend of mine, Laura goes around the country, and when she's going to go travel somewhere, she will generally go say, I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to tape my, you know, I'm going to handcuff myself to the Twitter door, and I need a place to stay when I'm not handcuffed. And then a friend will go, well, come stay with me. Now, that stops her from having to get a $400 a night hotel in New York. So she's happy to, you know, everybody's good. And now she may say, let me leave you $50 or whatever. No, let me leave it for your troubles. That's the concept of Airbnb. Government hates it. Government hates it. They can't. Have you ever looked at a hotel bill and seen the taxes that you get charged on stuff? It's ridiculous. What about your rental car? You ever looked at that? Taxi. Just look at the car. When you get in the taxi in any big city, as soon as they turn the meter on, boom, it's $2, $2.50, something like that. Then they charge you by the eighth mile. It used to be the mile. Then it was a half mile. Then it was a quarter mile. Now it's an eighth of a mile. Then they charge you while you sit. Sit in traffic. You got nothing to do with sitting in traffic. Uber does none of it. Uber says, I'm going that way. You know, it's generally that the concept of it is I'm going to the mall. And you say, can I ride? Yeah, no problem. And so it doesn't matter how long you sit in traffic or whatever because you're not a taxi. I have to get to the same place. So if you're going to pay me $5, we're both sitting in the traffic entertaining ourselves because I'm getting $5 regardless. I was going anyway. That's the concept. I know it's changed and they're making it to taxi. So anyway, government fights back. Government does what it does. Government, people are losing money. So this friend of mine who's bought this place, he's a wealthy guy, bought this place in New York. He was never going to make it an Airbnb, but he got it for his family and friends. If you're in town and I'm not using it, boom, here you go. And they told him, no, I was going to be in New York. And he said, yeah, man, you know, I got that place in New York. And I said, hey, man, let me use it. I'm not kidding. I was like, I'm going to be in New York for a few days. I'd rather not pay. He goes, Kev, I'd love to let you stay there. He goes, they voted that I can't do that anymore. None of us can do that. Now, most of the people that live in nice places in New York, they're there maybe 2 months out of the year. Maybe. So, even though it's not taking advantage, it's not like you got squatters in there, but people will go, yeah, you know, our friends are going to be in New York. Enjoy the Big Apple. Here's my place. Can't do it. All these buildings, it's a cabal. It's a cabal. It's not just a cabal of the homeowners associations or the building association or whatever. It is a cabal of government. Government is saying to these guys, we're going to give you incentive not to do this. And so the buildings then say, you can't even let your family, friends, even people like that be in this place because they don't want Airbnb. They don't want people avoiding the hotels. They don't want people avoiding the taxis. That's why cities will try to get Uber out. or Lyft or whatever service you want. I don't care. I'm not advertising for Uber. I'm just saying they want them out. And so think about it this way. Forget Airbnb, because me going to New York to use this guy's place, I wasn't going through Airbnb. I'm going through a friend. Government has taken away a person's ability to just say, yeah, Kev, you're going to be there? Use my place. You want to know why? Simple reason. If I can't use anybody's place, I'm forced to use a hotel. Anyway, Madonna, she sued. 3-year legal battle against her Manhattan co-op over a rule that requires her to be physically present in her $7.3 million pad if any of her family members or staff are there. Now, here's what the article goes on to say. The Queen of Pop sued Harper Lee Hall on West 64th and Central Park in April of 2016, 2 years after the board changed the building rules that say her children and domestic help cannot live in the unit she herself unless she herself is in residence. Now, keep in mind, she could say, I'm here with my kids and my staff, whatever that staff may be. And then she has to go on a tour, for example. Everybody's got to go. Now, I'm not one to protect Obama. Madonna, I don't care. Same difference, right? They both look like girls. Madonna kind of looks like a dude, but I'm not here to make the battle for her. But I'm here to make the battle for common sense. She spends $7.3 million on a residence. Don't tell me how to use it. As long as I'm not violating noise ordinances and things that disturb other people, who are you to tell me I can't have a friend? What would it be in my home? This is her home. I don't know if it's her home number one or home number 100. It is her home. But the government is telling her, you can't do this. God, it's amazing to me. She's got to be in residence at the time. Let me ask you this. Do you travel? Have you been anywhere without your children? Have you left your children in the care of themselves? Let's say you're having Thanksgiving and the kids come over and you say, okay, we're going to be here for Thanksgiving, but then we're taking off to Florida for a few days after Thanksgiving. Your kids can't stay? You follow me? As my son would say, my youngest son, you feel me, Dad? You feel me? This is ridiculous. I saw the story and it's Madonna. I don't give a crap, anything about a Madonna. But I give a crap about the idea of how egregious it is, and you know what's going on here. I mean, I've already kind of told you, I've given you the secret. This is about filling up hotel rooms. This is about making sure people eat at restaurants and things like this. Lots coming up. You are not going to leave it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Some companies love their controversy. Love me some chicken for Popeyes. I think about that comedian that does that. He's talking about this black lady. When they had her audition. Do we have it? Just play the clip.
I just found out or just realized that I love Popeyes chicken. Not because I'm black, but because of the new spokesperson, that chick make you just want to eat chicken all day. You know what I'm talking about? Why when you sell chicken and you always got to change your voice in the commercial? It's always like, girl, you gonna love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spices at a low price of $4.99, you gonna love my chicken, girl. And I know she didn't audition with that voice. She probably, like, went to a nice acting school. She tried to read it her way. It was like, read this Popeye's commercial. She was like, girl, you're going to love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spices at a low price of $4.99, you're really going to love my chicken, girl. They was like, we ain't going to sell no chicken with that voice. You got one more chance. Girl! All the numbers got to go. Oh, no, 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 no. You will
Anyway, when I think about this, it makes me think about that particular clip. Because there are some people, they love controversy. They love that Popeyes. You know, they love to stir things up. They create problems that they claim they solve. I'm talking about leftists. Leftists will create the very problem that they claim they need to solve. Immigration is a perfect example. We've been talking about immigration for decades. We've been talking about immigration for 2 years. Things that the Democrats, you can take the very clip, play it for any one of them. Chuck Schumer, Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, whatever. Barack Obama. Every one of them said, we must protect the border. We got to do something. We need comprehensive immigration reform. And nobody did a thing. And then Donald Trump goes to do something that,
well, we can't go fixing things.
They create problems that they claim they want to fix, but that never get fixed. And so they've made a system. They put a system in place that they make everybody believe that they're, oh, we want to do something for the country. They want to do anything. And so all these leftist capitalists, the Schultzes of the world, the Charles Schultzes, the former CEO of Starbucks, you know, they're like, oh, wow, we got to get in on this. We got to solve some problems. It's our corporate responsibility. So remember the Starbucks bathroom issue? The company spent millions to educate their employees that Starbucks is not a coffee house, but instead it is a bathroom, a public restroom. And thank God Starbucks took such a bold stance, or where would people use the bathroom? Now Starbucks yet again takes a bold and controversial stance at its establishments. Because according to Fox News, Starbucks is going to ban porn searches on their internet system. Yeah, here's what it says. Starbucks is not here for your creepy internet searches, and YouPorn is not happy about it. The coffee chain is now adding content filters to its free Wi-Fi that will block patrons from watching explicit content in stores almost 3 years after they said they would do it. Boy, they just jumped right on it, didn't they? You understand what I'm saying? Hey, listen, there's a problem. We've got this porn thing that we've wrecked. I don't know who saw it. Hey, there's somebody watching porn at Starbucks. That was a barista out there checking, you know? Hey, sir, hold on a minute. What's that you've got on your phone? You know, how do you know they weren't using broadband versus Wi-Fi? You know what I'm saying? Why? How do you know they were using your service versus using what's on their phone? But somebody saw it and goes, hey, listen. The Wi-Fi is being used for porn. Maybe they got a report. You know, somebody in IT says, you know, I'm noticing we got a lot of porn people watching porn on our Wi-Fi system. Probably some dude at Starbucks corporate IT watching porn. They went, jeez, somebody's catching in on my act. But anyway, they figured it out. And 3 years later, I mean, they jumped on it with glacial speed. They decided, you know what? We need to do something that prevents customers from watching pornography inside our stores. This was back in 2016. They said, we're going to block this content. Now, I love this part. Though watching porn has also been prohibited at the store, Starbucks said it will officially introduce the content blockers, here it comes, in 2019. That's when they plan to make the content inaccessible. Finally, after 3 years, they go, you know what? It's time we do something. And they discovered this back in November, but instead of turning this on and doing it, they go, no, well, you know what? Let's wait through the holidays. Oh, my goodness. Maybe they're going to stop people from having sex and shooting up in their heroin in their bathrooms as well. Yeah, see, that's happening too. Look, I'm not a consultant to Starbucks, but if your patrons are watching porn in your stores, you've sort of lost the meaning of your mission. You know? You may want to rethink what it is that you're all about. I mean, I know you want to have a warm and cozy environment when people come in to get that cup of Java, you know, especially in the winter. But holy cow. That caffeine jolt in a comfortable setting is what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for heroin addicts and prostitutes having sex in your bathroom and your patrons watching porn. Why don't you just set up Starbucks hotels right next to your barista, you know, your stations there, and get a barista to run it. Let's just call her, I don't know, a madam. Madame Coffee. I think I just gave him the name of the hotel chain. I'm going to go get some Starbucks coffee. Now I'm going to run over to Madame Coffee. Madame Cafe. Ooh, now that was in it. Madame Cafe. Excuse me, did you say Madame Cafe? No, Madame. Oh, man. Look at this. I've been at the airport in many places where they have public Wi-Fi. And there's a disclaimer, you know, like at the hotel, even at a hotel, they'll tell you, okay, you have you have the free one sometimes, depends on the hotel. You have your free one, your free Wi-Fi, and it's a little slower. You can only do a certain amount of download, whatever. And then you have the one that's wide open that will charge you, $14.95 a day or some crazy amount of money. And I think even with that one, they tell you, you got to limit your porn. There's a disclaimer says, the content has to be good content here. But, it seems to me like they would have already done this. Years of pressure, they say, is what it took. But I could see the show now, a show called Coffee Talk with Sex Offenders, sponsored by Starbucks, because I see a lawsuit in their future. The organization is a soft touch when it comes to frivolous lawsuit payouts. What about those addicted to porn who frequent Starbucks for their fix? They too have a potential case against this coffee giant. I'm not an attorney, but I do suggest taking away one's porn privileges during coffee time does violate some leftist tenet.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announces a deal regarding the partial government shutdown.
In a short while, I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks until February 15th. I will make sure that all employees receive their back pay very quickly or as soon as possible.
Reaction on Capitol Hill from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The best way to get this thing to conclusion is to open up the government.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone says he's been falsely accused in connection with the Robert Mueller probe. Stone spoke outside a federal courthouse in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation. I am troubled by the political motivations of the prosecutors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. You can't tell what's real and what's fake anymore. We talk about fake news, and it's real. You know, fake news. We're talking about fake news, and it's real. I'm saying fake news is really fake. The phenomenon of fake news exists. Have you ever seen this show? It's called Shattered Glass. And it's about New Republic and a guy who was sensationalizing news stories, and a new editor finally figured him out. He had wowed everybody. He just, you know, he's a gifted writer, but he was a fiction writer. But he'd write these stories as if they were, you know, latest and greatest. And I mean, his stories would just pop. They would just vivid, you know, they would just make you want to know what was going on in these stories, you know, whether it was high tech. Or, I mean, in clever titles, he would come up with clever titles. And he was just, like I said, a gifted writer, but he wasn't telling the truth. He'd get to a point of a story where it lost interest, and then he'd go, okay, well, I'll make it more interesting, and then he'd embellish it. And this is journalism of today. This is where we sit today. In journalism, fake news. But fake is pervasive now. People front. Look, don't misunderstand me. I was one of them where when I was younger, you rob Peter to pay Paul. You want to make people think you're more than what you are and things like that. And, you know, because you feel like it's going to get you more. If people feel, you know, like, oh, Kevin, he's rich. He's got this or that, then better for you. Let me tell you, I wish I could go back to those days and tell people, man, I ain't got nothing. You know, I got four suits. I have to keep, you know, rotating or whatever. I mean, I would just go back and change it all. And this is what, if we're going to change anything, this is what we need to change in culture. Everybody, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You can listen to these shows anytime you want by going to KJRadio.com, and they're there. You can search for them. If you say, I wanted to hear about Kevin talking about fake this or whatever, search for it. Boop, boop. It'll pull up all the titles that have fake in it or whatever, and you can find the stories. And tell your friends, don't keep me all to yourselves. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. So the story, the reason why I'm bringing this fake stuff up is because we live in this fake culture. Democrats, leftists are faking all the things that they stand for. They fake to each other as to who they are and what they represent. And they're mad inside because when you, how can you not be mad at yourself when you know what you're representing isn't real? That's why we're so much at peace with ourselves as conservatives. We don't have to be mad. Look, I'm not a rich guy. I mean, I do okay. I make a living. But at this point in my career, where I was headed before I got involved in this, man, I was going to be flush. I was going to be traveling the world and not worrying about it. I got to ask prices at the grocery store. Now, I tell you that because I'm not, you know, I'm not embarrassed. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm not embarrassed to tell you. Yeah, man, I go to the grocery store. I'm like, what? for ground beef, I'll go to another store. I'll even negotiate. I'll be in the store going, look, I'll give you $2.13 a pound if you'll redo this. And the butcher's like, dude, get out of here. But I'm looking at prices and all that. And so I tell you this because, you know, this is what I do for a living. If you want to support it, support it. If you don't, no problem. I'll figure it out. But don't be mad when I go away. Don't be mad when Kevin Jackson's gone. When it's like, oh, shoot, what happened to that guy? Well, he's no longer here. He's no longer, you know, doing this thing. Because I got to make a living. But here's my bigger point. I'm willing to share that with you. I'm not going to hide it. There would have been a time in my life where I'd have been like, yeah, man, the radio show is doing great. We're going to grow in these markets. We're making a lot of money. I don't care what you think. And if it goes away, it goes away. Big deal. But all this to bring you to the fakeness of this thing. It was called Miss Bum Bum. Did you know there's a competition? Did you guys know there's a competition called Miss Bum Bum? Yeah. You guys probably know. Have you been to the Miss Bum Bum competition? Anyway, it's about booties, buttocks. And it ended in shambles after contestants resorted to violence on stage because they said they were cheating. Yeah, women were cheating in the Miss Bum Bum contest. Bum Bum, you know, like your bum. Cheaty, cheaty, bum bum. Wasn't that, what's her name? The girl that got killed in the aircraft? Selena? Bum Bum. That girl had a bum. And so did Jennifer Lopez got famous for playing Selena. And it was because Selena had a pretty booty. And then here was Jennifer Lopez. And they were like, did they put that fake booty on her? And they found out it was J-Lo's real booty. Next thing you know, booty, man. Pow! Dead girl Selena makes J-Lo a star over her booty. And then Kim Kardashian, not to be outdone, said, I got a pretty, pretty bum bum. And people went, she does. Now, we get to the real deal here. Because, see, I tell you all the time, I tell you to warn your youngsters, your young men, don't believe the hype of their girlfriends. Take your girlfriend camping for a week minimum. And don't, because then you're going to get to see what she really looks like. If you meet her at the club, let me tell you don't know what you're getting. You might as well be looking at the cover of O Magazine and thinking that's Oprah. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it. Get your girl out in the bush. Go, you know, like, take a safari to Africa. I don't care. Do it local. Just say we're going to go camping for at least a week. But, I mean, if you want to do a minimum 3 days, it's tough for a girl to cover up in 3 days. But a week, and hair starts growing back in places they don't want you to know about. You know what I'm saying? Check her toes. Miss Bum Bum. The fight was sparked by a contestant accusing the other of having a surgically enhanced derriere. Yeah, I read that. That was came from the article. The person actually said derriere. They used the French word for butt. Here it is. The eye-popping scenes unfolded shortly after Elena Santana was crowned Miss Bum Bum 2018. The 31-year-old model dancer was representing the northern Brazilian state of Rondônia in the competition. But moments after she was declared the winner, she was physically stripped of her winner's sash by fellow contestant Aline Uva from Rio Grande do Sul in the south of Brazil. Uva, a 27-year-old massage therapist, was heard shouting that the competition was a farce and claiming that the winner's butt was surgically enhanced. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Men got to deal with this all the time, so why shouldn't women have to deal with it? If the girl had a fake butt and it was found out after the fact, so what? That's what happens many times with men. Many times. Fake hair, fake boobs, fake nails, fake this. Shaving hair, detoxifying, defoliating, and whatever else. And when we find out, that ain't the real deal. Dudes have a tough time trying to cheat. You know what I'm saying? In terms of physicality, you can't cheat. I mean, you know, unless he's putting a sock down there or something like that. But then that's pretty easy to figure out. So anyway, she says it's a farce. And she got mad. They had to calm everybody down. They gave the sash back to the winner and said, hey, you need to go find out who her doctor is. Don't be mad at her. Get a better doctor. You know, or get better parents. Or hit the gym. I don't know. Do something. Doesn't this make you sort of wonder, you know, what is reality anymore? I mean, we can change so much in our lives. Now, you can pick the sex of your child. I mean, I don't think you can do it like specifically, but you could get it to where you know you're going to have a boy. They do certain things to make sure you know you're going to have a boy or you know you're going to have a girl, things like that. Now, you can declare yourself to be whatever you want. I mean, how many times have we talked about stories where, you know, these transsexuals are now running women's races and stuff? I mean, I don't know who's supposed to have a better bun, but a dude, you know, he could probably put on some real muscle tone. I don't know. Maybe he wins this competition at some point. She gonna want to beat him up? Miss, what's her name? Who's the one that beat up the other one? I tried to? Ivana? No, Aline Uva, who wanted to beat up on Santana because of her butt. I could go into this because what anatomy person are you? Are you like a, you know, people have different things they love about, you know, their people. Like, for example, there are people who, I won't date a woman that's got jacked up feet. I can't handle jacked up feet. This is one of my things. But maybe you're an eye person, or maybe as a guy, you're a breast man. Maybe as a woman, you're a pec woman, you know, or you're a buttocks person. Or legs. A lot of people like legs. And it's funny because I don't, how do you know? What do you fixate on? For the record, why is this a bum contest? I looked at the girls, I'll be honest with you. They're not that attractive. And being honest, the bums weren't that good looking. I mean, I consider myself somewhat of a bum aficionado. And these bums were not that. I've seen better bums on other babes. You get what I'm saying? And this is Brazil. I mean, I've been to Brazil. They got some gorgeous women in Brazil. But this group of women were not it. Maybe this is a farce. Maybe this girl had a point. I don't think you can be mad at people for getting surgical buns. That's just my opinion about it. And that they said, like weightlifting, look, it's got to be original bums. You can't be putting steroids. You can't be surgically enhanced. I get it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEbestedpill.com. The online doctor's office. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was thinking about this the other day. One of my goals on this radio show is to never let conservatives stay depressed. I can't stop you from getting depressed. I mean, circumstances in life are going to deal us some pretty difficult hands. And I hope that you have a faith system that allows you to recover from that. And that faith system is based on things like children, your family, your spouse, your friends, Most of all, I hope that faith system is based on your belief in a higher power, something greater than yourself. And in some cases, that greater than yourself begins with just your community, your state, your country, the world. But most importantly, it should have that spiritual element of something that you know. You know, I mean, if you're smart about it, you figure something created me, right? In as much as you know you have an earthly father or mother, you know you've got something bigger than that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to. And the reason why I played that clip, that was not France. That was Britain, as you could tell. We like Donald Trump. We love Trump is what they were shouting. Now, I want to remind you, France was saying, we want Trump. Literally days earlier. These demonstrations are going on all over the world. See, this is bigger than you. Your media doesn't want you to know that there are people all over the world who see Trump as a savior. They see what Donald Trump is doing as the only way. I want you to understand, they're not looking for Trump as their president. They see Trump as a world leader, a person who is setting a new standard of how you feel about yourself. See, what's so sad about this, and I know I'm getting a little melancholy, because I think about just the idea that we have people in this country, they're called leftists, and they cannot stand us because they're wrong. That's the only reason. They don't dislike you because you're a bad person. They love being around you. You are the person that keeps them from committing suicide half the time. They love you. But what they don't like is you're always right. You're, for the most part, you're right. You're that big brother or big sister that's going, told you. You're that parent that's going, I warned you. And they can't stand it. Because they want to go against the grain. And I'm convinced. The sad thing about this is the world is divided into these two people. Those that are givers and they want to do. And those who are takers. And they believe their way is right no matter what. Look, I'm going to tell you. Most of the things that the left does, you outgrow by the time you're 17 years old. To be honest with you, you outgrow it a lot sooner than that if you have any type of good parenting. The problem is, they don't. You don't have good parenting. They rarely ever grow up. By the time they do, it's too late. In academia, we've got a thing called, a charity called Seeking Educational Excellence. We work with a group of professors who have effectively, they now rebel against academia. These were hardcore leftists who went, holy cow, we were wrong. Now, I give them credit for waking up and going, you know what? This is the wrong way to go. I'm looking at the French people, proud socialists. See, when I lived in France, I would have discussions about these people, and certainly when I visited as an adult, I would have discussions with these folks, and they, you Americans, you don't have these, you don't have that, you don't have these. And I'd go, we have everything you're talking about. Your education is not free, and neither is yours. Your healthcare system is not free, and neither is yours. And here's what I'll tell you. Our education system's better than theirs. I know we have the Sorbonne and the, you know, Polytechnic Institute. Let me tell you, I will put MIT, Caltech, Navy Nuke School up against any technical school in the world. And if you want to look at back in the good days before affirmative action ruined most of these colleges, you could look at the Ivy League schools and there was no comparison. The Harvards and the Yales. Now, I'll give you credit. You know, the British with their Oxfords and Cambridges and all that, they are tough to compete with. They gave us some amazing thinkers, but I'm going to tell you, the most amazing thinkers in the world now come out of the United States. I'm not saying they're not Chinese-born or German-born or whatever, Jewish-born, but they come from the United States for the most part. So anyway, all I'm saying is we have tons of stuff that as conservatives we can be proud of, and the left, they hate. They look at us as, I've tried to compare it to this, where you do some things right, or you're just a gifted athlete, you're a gifted student, and your brother or sister has to work a little harder than you, and people dote on you. Maybe you're the good-looking child, which most of us are. Let's be honest. We are the good-looking kids in our families. And so your brother or your sister is upset because they didn't get the looks. They have to work harder. They have to put on more makeup. They have to spend more time doing their hair. You just get up in the morning. I mean, it's like me. Can I just use me as an example? I just get up in the morning. I put a little towel on my head. I rub my eyes, get the eye boogers out of my eyes, whatever. And boom, I'm up and running and I'm looking good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at, come on. Come on, my producers. You know what I'm talking about. I look good. I'm not worried about, the rest. I'm telling you, I've done most of the TV interviews I've done, I'll be honest with you, I did them without makeup. Come on now. How many people can say that? So anyway, we look good. I'm getting off track. And so there's a jealousy of our counterparts, our brothers and sisters. And that's what that's been fomented in the world. But let me tell you, you should aspire to be that. Have you ever had the little sister or little brother goes, oh, I so want to be like my big brother, Kevin. He's so amazing. He's so handsome. He's so smart. He's such a good athlete. Yeah, there's that. And the way you inspire that is as a big brother, you always help your smaller brother. You never let your smaller brother feel as if they can't achieve. You say, look, buddy, you can be just like Kev. You can do just as well. You may have to work a little harder in some things, and you remind them that you're not as good as they in certain things, right? So it works out. And that was the United States. We're that handsome, good-looking, rugged brother that can do that pretty much excels at everything, but occasionally can make mistakes. And we're going to these other countries saying, hey, but you're really good at this. Poland? Hey, Yugoslavia, you're really good at this. And you may not be us, but you're really good at stuff. And you know what? We recognize that. That's Donald Trump. He's that big brother that's saying, don't worry about it. You got your own thing going, and we appreciate you. That's the way I view us, honestly. And so it came a point where we were no longer we were the big brother that people, under Barack Obama and under liberalism, we were the big brother where people went, man, he ain't nothing but a fraud. He's not that good of an athlete. He put poison in, he put something in the guy's drink to make him sick so he could win the race. We're the ones who cheat and connive and do all these other things. And the world got a very bad view of us. And it took Donald Trump to change that. But I want you to reflect. I want you to reflect on 2009 when Barack Obama went on his European tour and how well received he was. Barack Obama wouldn't dare go on a European tour right now for the rest of his life. He will never, ever have those accolades, ever. The Clintons are experiencing it now. I just read something about, Donald Trump, as he's dropping in the polls. So what? Let me tell you something. People are going through the holiday season. They're going to feel the rush. And come 2019, when the new jobs roar in, because understand, you guys know this, people don't hire during the holiday season except seasonally. So when the 2019 hits and the new job numbers come in, I'm just telling you, it's such a good year to be looking forward to. And you can feel good about it. So yes, the Brits love Trump. The French love Trump. All over the world, they love Trump. And the media doesn't want you to know this because they don't want you to know you're right. Be happy with yourselves, big bros and big sisters.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.